Welcome to this podcast about Terrace and the Skeena River in British Columbia. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by Inara, an AI-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and dozens of embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Terrace, a community at the confluence of the Skeena and Kitsunkalum Rivers, lies about 71 miles east-northeast of Prince Rupert and 64 miles southwest of Hazelton, British Columbia. Its name comes from the natural terraces rising from the Skeena's banks. The settlement nestles amid the rugged coast mountains, underlain by the massive granitic and gneissic rocks of the Coast Mountains Batholith. Glacial advance and retreat during the last glacial maximum rank among British Columbia's most significant landscape-forming processes. Pleistocene and Holocene glaciation, post-glacial rebound, and tectonic uplift have left their mark on every major watershed. Glacial scour and sediment deposition help shape the topography and drainage patterns of the Skeena River watershed. The floodplain forms as the river's gradient declines and its bedrock confinement loosens near the estuary. Slowing water deposits the sediment bedload onto a floodplain of islands within the channel and adjacent mainland. These sediments, up to 66 feet deep, overlie glacial, marine, or deltaic deposits laid when the Skeena Valley was a fjord. As the estuary and floodplain migrated westward in post-glacial times and the land rebounded, these deposits were uplifted, creating terraced landforms that provided rare, flat expanses for settlement and agriculture. Historically, the Skeena River served as a crucial transportation artery linking the Tsimshian people, meaning inside the Skeena, and the Gitxsan people, meaning people of the Skeena. The Tsimshian migrated to the lower Skeena and established a settlement called Kitsunkalum on a terrace at the confluence. The Tsimshian originally inhabited the upper Skeena. Their oral history recounts that after a series of disasters, a chief led a migration from a cursed interior to the coast, founding Kitkatla on present-day Dolphin Island at the river's mouth. The Gitxsan, meanwhile, remained near the Skeena Forks at present-day Hazelton. Subsequently, other chiefs migrated downstream to occupy the lower Skeena Valley. They developed a new dialect and regarded themselves as a distinct coastal population while retaining Gitxsan rights and customs. In late pre-contact times, the Tsimshian shifted to winter island villages and returned to summer settlements along the lower Skeena when the salmon ran. Archaeological evidence indicates 5,000 years of continuous habitation at the river's mouth near Prince Rupert. Kitkatla was likely the first Tsimshian village contacted by Europeans when Captains Charles Duncan and James Colnett arrived in 1787. In 1834, the Hudson's Bay Company established Fort Simpson, now Lac Squalams, prompting 9 Tsimshian villages to relocate nearby for improved trade. In 1865, the Western Union Telegraph Company attempted to lay a line from San Francisco to Moscow, the Russian-American Telegraph, or Collins Overland Telegraph. It chartered the sternwheel steamer Union under Captain Tom Coffin to deliver supplies up the Skeena. After advancing 90 miles upstream, the Union stalled. The company then built its own sternwheeler, the Mumford, which left Victoria under Coffin's command in July 1866. This time, he traveled 110 miles upstream, a feat repeated 3 times, to deliver 150 miles of telegraph material and 12,000 rations. The line passed Fort Fraser and reached Hazelton, but a transatlantic cable rendered the project obsolete. Nevertheless, a steamboat route up the Skeena opened the territory to miners, prospectors, and settlers. In 1869, the Omeneka Gold Rush revived interest in navigating the Skeena. Although the diggings were accessible from Hazelton, no one had yet ventured upriver beyond the Kitsunkalum's mouth. Contracted by the Hudson's Bay Company, Captain William Moore built the schooner Minnie in spring 1871, loaded it with supplies for the Omeneka District, and accompanied by 30 men and a herd of mules, pioneered a route up the Skeena. In spring 1872, he built 2 barges and 2 large canoes at Port Essington and hired 24 men from the Haida, Tlingit, and Tsimshian tribes. The work was grueling, perilous, slow, and expensive. In 1889, the Hudson's Bay Company launched the sternwheel steamer Caledonia under Captain George Oden. The Caledonia negotiated Kitsilis Canyon above Kitsum Kalam and reached Hazleton in 9 days. By the turn of the century, additional steamers, spurred by the growing salmon fishery and Klondike gold rush, cut the journey from Port Essington to Hazleton to an average of 3 days. In 1905, a pioneer named George Little staked a claim on the left bank of the Skeena at the Kitsum Kalam's mouth and purchased land on the north bank for the Grand Trunk Pacific Railway to build a station. He platted a town site he first called Littleton, but postal authorities rejected that name, so it became Terrace. Only 22 years later, the Inlander made its final riverboat trip in September 1912, after which the railway assumed the hauling of passengers, freight, and timber. Built between 1907 and 1914 and nationalized in 1919, the Grand Trunk Pacific Railway provided local employment, telegraph service, and transport. For most of the 20th century, Terrace was a sawmill town, once the cedar pole capital, manufacturing over 50,000 poles annually. During the 1950s, it prospered as a supply center for the construction of Kitimat, 37 miles south at the head of Douglas Channel. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including dozens of links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.